T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boy, does that take us back or what? Back to the 1960s, and one of the guys who made that popular, I'm sure, was Johnny Rabbit. Johnny is here this morning with me and Bob Cuban and the Inmen. Johnny, you're sure you remember that well.
I do remember it very well. My goodness, what a guy, what a group, what a band. And that was the big record out of St. Louis. I mean, Chuck Berry was the big star.
Right, right.
And Ike and Tina Turner and all that. But that record was actually made in St. Louis. A record label called Musicland USA, owned by a guy named Mel Friedman, who was in the dry cleaning business.
Really?
And actually wanted to have his own record label. And Bob Cuban still gets residuals from that, and it still sells well. I mean, it's on compilation albums and so on. People aren't going out to buy the 45. I'm not many 45s to buy anymore.
No, no.
Bob is going to be on our program that we're going to talk about here for a couple of minutes at the Missouri History Museum. That's this coming Tuesday morning, the 17th, and I will open the doors around 9:45. And at 10, from 10 to 10:30, it's not going to be the music of Bob Cuban, but it's going to be the music of St. Louis Classical Guitar. It used to be called the Classical Guitar Society, and we have a quartet from that organization. So four guitars are going to be playing music that will fit our subject, and the subject of the program is the 60s in St. Louis. But
yes,
it's the 1760s and the 1860s and the 1960s. So they'll play things like their own arrangements of music by Vivaldi and Bach and all the way up to the Beatles and the Beach Boys. And then when they're done, we're going to turn things over to Andy Hahn. Andy Hahn is the director of a wonderful museum, the Campbell House Museum at 15th and Locust. It is the most authentic historic house in St. Louis. There are a lot of, from the exterior, many authentic. But inside, this is all the stuff the family lived with. Now, it wasn't there in the 1760s, but he's an expert on that century as well. So he's going to be talking about, things like 14-year-old René Auguste Chouteau.
Oh, yeah.
Junior, actually. And he's there with a picture, not an Instagram picture of any sort. They didn't. Matter of fact, nobody knows what the whole thing looked like, but it's a fanciful drawing, a painting, I think it's an oil painting, that's in the Missouri History Museum archives of Chouteau, 14 years old at that time. Now, he was sent upriver by Pierre Laclede, and Laclede had checked out where, okay, this is where his community is going to go. So they show him felling some trees, a couple of Indians looking on in the background, like, oh, here goes the neighborhood.
little did they know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's like an early episode of Little House on the Prairie, where you're seeing building log homes. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the things we'll see. We'll have a nice picture of Madame Therese Chouteau, known as the mother of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. Now, she was the wife of René Chouteau, who did not come to St. Louis. He stayed in New Orleans. But Mrs. Chouteau decided she needs some male companionship, so she had an illicit affair ongoing with Laclede for several years until his death in 1778. He's buried in the Calvary Cemetery, not the original burial spot. His would have been by the old old cathedral downtown, which is, the last of the really, really old buildings in St. Louis. Old courthouse is part of it is that old. And it's all these people from that period of the 1760s, the founding fathers and mothers of St. Louis, because there was no St. Louis until technically the 15th of February, 1764. And then we'll move on to the 1860s. Now, all of this is free. I forgot to tell you that.
It's most important.
Hey, there's no money.
Yes.
Come on in to the History Museum. We're in the Lee Auditorium, which is the big theater in the lower level of the museum. There's a lot of parking around there, the nearest parking on each side of the building or on Lindell or on the parking lots near the tennis courts.
Right.
So You can get in as early as 9:45. Doors will open at 10. The quartet will play until right about 10:30, and then we'll go back to the 1760s.
Then you jump up to the 1860s. Yes. What are the highlights of that?
Oh, my gosh, the 1860s. Of course, the Civil War.
Yes.
The Civil War is going to be a big part of that, and that's going to be done by a great historian and educator, Chris Nofziger.
Yeah, great guy.
Our attendees know him. He has been there several times for our shows. We'll talk about the Civil War and Eads, but not Eads Bridge, because that didn't come till later, but James B. Eads' building of the ironclad boats.
Right.
Right here in the Carondelet Shipworks. We'll talk about the early theaters in St. Louis. The first one was the first St. Louis Theater at 3rd and Olive. There was the Bates Theater in Pine near 4th, the Grand Opera House, which lasted until the burlesque days, the Grand Theater there on Market west of Jefferson. We'll talk about the Gratiot Street Prison, prison for Confederate soldiers in World War II, which had been the McDowell Medical College, the Agricultural and Mechanical Fair. That's how Fairgrounds Park got its name, because that fair was held there every year. And actually, that was one of three sites considered for the 1904 World's Fair. So those are just some of the things. But again, there'll be a lot of things about the Civil War.
Right. And then you come along with your expertise on, as we started this interview, the 1960s.
Yeah, the 1960s. And I'll have a special guest to help me out with that. Bob Cuban himself will be there. Walter Scott and the Inman will not be there. But Bob will be there. I talked to him just a couple of days ago, and he's so excited about coming to
this. And he's still going strong.
He is. And I think, I'm not 100% sure he will, but he still has a supply of CDs. I think it's called Collectible Records, and also has his book, The Other Side of the Bandstand. And he's going to try to gather a few that they would be made available to sell at the theater.
So you do want to bring some money. And they also have cool gift shop at the museum.
Oh, and the gift shop is, actually, it will be the second day of the new gift shop. It's been totally renovated.
Okay.
Everything's been taken out.
Sweet.
They're putting in the carpeting. Over the, the next day or two, and I guess finished by Monday, and they're supposed to be open on Tuesday.
And this is Tuesday, and it's from 10 until noon at the Missouri History Museum's Lee Auditorium.
Yep.
Johnny Rabbit, I'm looking forward to it. I think Sue and I are going to make it, and we're going to see you there.
Good.
And cannot wait to see this great program.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. Thank you so much.
Always fun to have you on, Johnny. Have a great day, and coming up next on Total Information AM, the news.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.